再次救赎其恩第一部分第十二讲。Now we come to the fourth specific category or concept under obedience. 我们来到顺服下面的第四个特定的的概念或者是范畴。Redemption, 救赎。The idea of redemption must not be reduced to the general notion of deliverance. 救赎的概念不可以约化成为一个很模糊的搭救的一个概念。Deliverance, 搭救。不是的。The language of redemption is a language of purchase. 救赎的词汇是购买的词汇。And more specifically, of ransom. 特别是赎金的这个概念。And ransom is the securing of a release by the payment of a price. 赎金的意思就是透过付一笔钱保障某某人释放。The evidence that establishes this concept of redemption is very copious. 圣经里面有丰富的大量的证据证明救赎 redemption 是这个概念。And no doubt need remain that the redemption secured by Christ is to be interpreted in such terms. 所以不必有任何的怀疑认为呢基督所保证的救赎是要从赎金 ransom 这个角度去解释的。The word of our Lord himself, Matthew 20:28, Mark 10:45. 我们的主耶稣他自己所讲的话马太20:28和马可第10:45 should place beyond all doubt three facts. 应该让我们毫无疑问地接受三件的事实。One, 第一件事。That the work he came into the world to accomplish is a work of ransom. 第一件事实就是他来到世界要成就的工作是一个买赎的 ransom 的工作。二 Number two, that the giving of his life was a ransom price. 他所舍的命就是这个买赎的赎金 ransom price. And three, 第三件事实That this ransom was substitutionary in its nature. 这个买赎呢，它的本质上是替代性的，就是它代替某某人。Ransom presupposes some kind of bondage or captivity. 买赎背后的前提就是有某一种的束缚或者是捆绑。And redemption therefore implies that from which the ransom secures us. 救赎是什么意思呢？就是买赎为我们所保障的。Just as sacrifice is directly the need created by our guilt. 正如献祭是处理我们的罪孽所造成的需要罪孽 guilt propitiation to the need that arises from the wrath of God 挽回祭呢是处理因为上帝的愤怒所产生的需要 wrath of God 上帝的愤怒 and reconciliation to the need arising from our alienation from God 而复合呢是处理因为我们与上帝隔离所带来的需要与上帝隔离 alienation from God. So, 同样的 redemption is directed to the bondage to which our sin has consigned us. 救赎呢是处理因为我们的罪的缘故我们处在这种的捆绑的情况中是处理这个的需要的。This bondage is of course multiform. 我们处于的捆绑呢是多方面的。 Consequently, redemption as purchase or ransom receives a wide variety of reference and application. 所以呢, 救赎作为是买赎或者赎金呢, 所指的是多方面的, 所应用出来也是多方面的。 Redemption applies to every aspect in which we are bound. 上帝的买赎是指 上帝的买赎是处理我们受捆绑的每一个层面, and it releases us to liberty, 而上帝的买赎释放我们进入到一种的自由, that is nothing less than the liberty of the glory of the children of God. 这个自由就是做神的儿女的荣耀的自由, 是那么伟大的自由。 We must not, of course, press the language of purchase or ransom unduly. 当然,我们不能够勉强地去解释买书这些的词汇. As T.J. Crawford reminds us, 正如 Crawford 提醒我们, we may not attempt, quote, to trace in the work of Christ an exact conformity to everything that is done in human acts of redemption, end quote. 我们不可以在基督的大功里面去勾画出人买赎人这些事情里面每一种的细节。我们不能说基督的大功都与人的买赎的完全在细节上完全一样。Our constructions with thus become artificial and fanciful. 假如这样做的话呢,我们的解释就变成是人为的,牵强的,或者是虚妄的。 But that our salvation is accomplished by a process of commutation, analogous to the payment of a ransom, page 63 of Crawford, lies on the face of the New Testament. 但是呢, 在新约圣经里, 很明显, 从表面就看到, 我们的救恩呢, 是透过一个 交换的过程所成就的，这个交换的过程与付一笔的赎金呢，是可以做比较的，是相似的。From what aspects then does the Scripture view the redemption wrought by Christ? 那么基督所做成的救赎呢？圣经告诉我们有哪几方面的层面呢？从什么是救赎出来呢？ The most apparent of these may be comprehended under the two following divisions. 最明显的两个层面会包含在我们下面的两个分题上。One, law. 第一是律法。Two, sin. 第二是罪。意思就是我们是从律法中被救赎出来。 我们从罪中被救赎出来。That means we are redeemed from law and redeemed from sin. 而在 law, 律法这个分题里面又有几个小题, 就是 A, the curse of the law, 还有第一点就是律的咒诅, B, the ceremonial law, B, 第二方面是礼仪律, C, the law of works. 第三方面, the law of works, 就是行为之律。好,我们来看。 Number one, law. 我们是从律法被救赎出来的。 When the scripture relates redemption to the law of God, 当圣经将救赎和神的律法连接起来的时候呢, the terms it uses are to be carefully marked. 我们必须注意根据怎么样的条件上帝把救赎跟律法连起来。 It does not say that we are redeemed from the law. 甚至没有说我们是从律法中释放救赎出来的。That would not be an accurate description. 这样的描述是不正确的。And the scripture refrains from such an expression. 圣经也没有用这个表达的方式。We are not redeemed from the obligation to love the Lord our God with all of our heart and soul and strength and mind and our neighbors ourselves. 我们的属呢, 不是脱离这个义务去尽心尽力, 啊，尽意爱我们的主，我们的神，同样的爱我们的邻居，如同爱自己的。不是的，我们不是被释放出来，不需要再爱神爱人了。不是的。The law is comprehended in these two commandments, Matthew 22:40, and love is the fulfilling of the law, Romans 13:10. 律法在这两个吩咐上，就是爱神爱人，啊，包含律法就是包含了这两个的诫命，就是爱神爱人。马太福音22:40，爱就是成全或者遵守律法。罗马书13:10。To suppose that we are delivered from the law in a sense of such obligation would bring contradiction into the design of Christ's work. 假如我们以为呢，我们从律法被搭救出来，所以我们从这种的爱神爱人的义务救出来的话呢，就完全与耶稣基督大功的整个的计划矛盾了。It would contradict the very nature of God to think that any person can ever be relieved of the necessity to love God with the whole heart and obey His commandments. 假如认为有任何人可以不必再爱神，全心爱神，不必再遵行他的诫命的话呢，就完全与上帝的本性矛盾的。When Scripture relates redemption to the law of God, it uses termsThat are more specific. 当圣经把救赎和神的律法连起来的时候呢，它连接的方法是特定的。A, the curse of the law. B, the ceremonial law. C, the law of works. 三方面。A, 律法的咒诅。B, 礼仪律。C, 行为之律。A, the curse of the law. 第一方面，律法的咒诅。加拉太书第13节 Galatians 3:13 Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. 基督既为我们受了咒诅，或成为咒诅，就赎出我们脱离律法的咒诅。 The curse of the law is its penal sanction.律法的咒诅就是他惩罚的制裁。This is essentially the wrath or curse of God. 本质上就是指上帝的愤怒和上帝的咒诅。The displeasure which rests upon every infraction of the law's demand. 是因为每一次人干犯律法啊所带来的神的不悦。Galatians 3:10 Cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things written in the book of the law to do them. 加拉太书3:10凡不常照律法书上所记一切之事去行的就被咒诅。Without deliverance from this curse, there could be no salvation. 若不是从这个咒诅搭救出来，就不可能It is from this curse that Christ has purchased his people. 基督就是从这个咒诅把他的子民买赎出来。And the price of the purchase was that he himself became a curse. 这个买赎的买价就是基督自己成为一个咒诅。He became so identified with the curse resting upon his people.他是那么的与他的子民所承担的咒诅认同，他是这么的认同这个咒诅 ，that the whole of it in all its unrelieved intensity became his， 以至于呢，整个的咒诅强烈的、毫无被减轻的咒诅，成为属他的咒诅。That curse.He bore. 他承担了这个咒诅。And that curse he exhausted. 他彻底的承担了这个咒诅到底。That was the price paid for this redemption. 这个就是为了这个救赎 redemption 所付的代价。 and the liberty secured for the beneficiaries is that there is no more curse. 而对那些受惠者所保证的自由就是什么？怎么样的自由呢？就是不再有咒诅 ，curse of the law， 律法的咒诅。B， 第二方面 ，the ceremonial law， 礼仪律。加拉太书第四章四到五节 ，Galatians 4:4-5。When the fullness of the time came, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under law, in order that He might redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. 加拉太书第四章第四到第五节，及至时候满足，上帝就差遣他的儿子为女子所生，且生在律法以下。要把律法以下的人赎出来，叫我们得着儿子的名分。Galatians 4:4-5. What is in view here is redemption from the tutelary bondage of the Mosaic economy. 保罗这里所处理的乃是从摩西的制度那种的监护性的捆绑或者束缚救赎出来 The tutelary bondage of the Mosaic economy 摩西的制度作为监护人所带来的捆绑 The people of God under the Old Testament were children of God by the divine adoption of grace 是的旧约里上帝的子民是上帝的儿女是因为上帝开恩收养他们做他的儿女 But they were as children under age 但是他们是未成年的孩子 Under tutors and governors 他们是要在老师和监护人监管之下 Until the time appointed of the father 直到父神所指定的日子参考加拉太书第四章第二节Refer to Galatians 4:2. Of this tutelary pedagogical discipline, the Mosaic economy was the minister. Refer to Galatians 3:23-24.
而摩西的制度，整个律法，摩西律法的制度呢，就是为了这种的监护教导性的管教做仆人的。参考加拉太书第三章23-24节 Paul is contrasting this period of tutelage under the Mosaic law with the full liberty bestowed upon all believers whether Jews or Gentiles under the gospel
保罗这里所做出的对照乃是摩西的律法之下这一段的监护的时期和在福音之下犹太人和外邦人的信徒们所领受的完全的自由两方面、啊、请注意这里是在讲救赎历史的两个阶段、I would just add that this, he's talking about two periods in redemptive history This full liberty and privilege he calls the adoption of sons Galatians 4:5 这个完全的自由和特权呢保罗称之为上帝收养他们做他的儿子加拉太书第四章第五节叫我们得着儿子的名分
Christ came in order that this adoption might be secured
耶稣基督来是为了保障这个上帝是我们作为他的儿子
The consideration particularly relevant to the price paid for this redemption is the fact thatChrist was made under law.
在我们讨论到买赎、救赎所付出的代价的时候呢，与这个最有关系的概念就是，基督成为在律法之下。
Christ was made under law. He was born under the Mosaic law.
基督是在摩西律法之下。出生的
He was subjected to its conditions and he fulfilled its terms.
基督服在律法的条件之下，基督也完全成全，就是遵守律法所有的条件。 In him the Mosaic law realized its purpose， 在基督里摩西的律法已经实现了它的目的了。 And its meaning received in him is permanent validity and embodiment， 律法的意义在基督里就得到永久的合理性。耶稣基督就是律法的意义的化身，耶稣自己就是律法的意义。 Consequently， 因此结果是什么呢？ He redeemed from the relative and provisional bondage of which the Mosaic economy was the instrument， 他是将他的子民呢从这个相对的暂时的捆绑救赎出来，而摩西的制度就是这个捆绑的器具。 This redemption has significance not only for Jews but also for Gentiles， 这个的救赎呢不单对犹太人有重大的意义，对外邦人也是有重大的意义的。 And the gospel economy， 在福音的制度之下，Not even Gentiles are required to undergo the tutelary discipline to which Israel was subjected. 连外邦人都不必服在以色列人以前服在以色列人以前要承担的这个监护性的管教。将来是第三章二十五到二十六节。Galatians 3:25-26. But now that faith is come, we are no longer under a tutor, for we are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus.刚才是第三章二十五到二十六节，但这信既然来到，我们从此就不在师父的手下了，所以你们因信基督耶稣都是上帝的儿子。 This great grace， 这个伟大的恩典， That all without distinction or discrimination are sons of God by faith of Christ Jesus， 就是说所有的人并没有什么分辨，都是透过相信耶稣基督耶稣作为成为上帝的儿子。 It's the fruit of a redemption secured by the fact that Christ was made under the Mosaic law and fulfilled its terms and purpose。 这个伟大的恩典是一个救赎大功所结出的果子。那这个救赎大功是如何，而这个救赎是如何保障的呢？是因为耶稣基督服在摩西的律法之下，也成全了律法的条件，就是遵守了律法，也实现了成全了律法的目的。建立在这个事实之上，耶稣基督成全了律法这个事实上呢，就保障了这个救赎，救赎带来的果子果效，就是不论犹太人或者外邦人，透过相信基督耶稣就成为上帝的儿子。这段呢是在讲礼仪律，礼仪律摩西时期 的律法。 See the law of works， 第三方面，我们基督是从哪方面律法的哪一方面救赎我们出来。The law of works， 行为之律。 Christ has redeemed us from the necessity of keeping the law as the condition of our justification and acceptance with God。 耶稣基督救赎了我们，所以不必再遵守律法作为我们称义和上帝接纳我们的条件。Without such redemption, there could be no justification and no salvation. 如果没有这种的救赎，就没有称义，没有救恩。It is the obedience of Christ himself that has secured this release. 是因为耶稣基督他自己的顺服保障了这个的释放。For it is by his obedience that many will be constituted righteous. Romans 5:19. 是因为基督的顺服，多人就成为义 constituted righteous， 成为义，被建立被指定为是义人。
罗马书第五章第十九节。罗马书第五章第十九节，因一人的顺从，众人也成为义了。 In other words, 换言之， It is the active and passive obedience of Christ that is the price of this redemption.
这个买赎的代价就是基督主动的顺服和基督被动的顺服。
Active and passive obedience, 主动的和被动的顺服。 Because he was made under law,
因为基督服在律法之下，
Fulfilled all the requirements of righteousness, 基督成全了公义所要求的一切， and met all the sanctions of justice,
也满足了上帝的正义，一切的制裁，就是一切的惩罚。
所以我们是从这些的意义上来说，从律法中被赎出来的。 To sin, 下面要讲的是我们是从罪中被救赎出来的，这是我们下一讲。We will look at the second aspect of redemption in our next session.